Good morning, beloved, and thank you again for inviting me into your homes for this Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 22, the closing verses of Paul's letter to Timothy, or Paul's second letter to Timothy. And today's God-saving word for us today is encouragement. And in this concluding chapter to Paul's letter, Timothy is told to preach the good news even in the face of opposition and to do his work as a servant of God. Paul asks Timothy to visit him in prison and to bring him certain items. The chapter concludes with a series of personal greetings. So let's begin reading 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and because he is coming to rule as king, I solemnly urge you to preach the message, to insist upon proclaiming it, whether the time is right or not, to convince, reproach, and encourage as you teach with all patience. The time will come when people will not listen to sound doctrine, but will follow their own desires and will collect for themselves more and more teachers who will tell them what they are itching to hear. They will turn away from listening to the truth and give their attention to legends. But you must keep control of yourself in all circumstances. Endure suffering, do the work of a preacher of the good news, and perform your whole duty as a servant of God. As for me, as the hour has come for me to be sacrificed. The time is here for me to leave this life. I have done my best in the race. I have run the full distance. I have kept the faith. And now there is waiting for me the victory prize of being put right with God, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but to all those who wait with love for him to appear. Do your best to come to me soon. Demas fell in love with this present world and has deserted me to go off to Thessalonica. Cretans went to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you because he can help me in the work. I send Tychicus to Ephesus, and when you come, bring my coat that I left in Troas with Carpus. Bring the books, too, and especially the ones made of parchment. Alexander the metal worker did me great harm, and the Lord will reward him according to what he has done. Be on your guard against him yourself, because he was violently opposed to our message. No one stood by me the first time I defended myself. All deserted me. May God not count it against them. But the Lord stayed with me and gave me strength, so that I was able to proclaim the full message for all the Gentiles to hear. And I was rescued from being sentenced to death. And while the Lord will rescue me from all evil and take me safely into his heavenly kingdom, to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. I send greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, and to the family of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, and I left Trophimus and Miletus because he was sick. Do your best to come before winter. Eubulus and Pudens, Linus and Claudius, send their greetings, and so do all the other Christians. The Lord be with your spirit. God's grace be with you all. And that concludes Paul's second letter to Timothy. Today's key verse is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, where Paul writes, "You must keep control of yourself in all circumstances, endure suffering, do the work of a preacher of the good news, and perform your whole duty as a servant of God." You know, beloved, there are certain things that are expected to people of different professions. And for those who claim to be the followers of God and who proclaim to be the preachers of the good news of Jesus Christ, there's a certain lifestyle that is expected of us. And God expects us to be faithful with this message that he has given us. And we are to be faithful in telling all who come along and to be careful that we don't ruin our testimony. If we do something foolish that causes the world to look at our foolishness instead of at that gospel message that we're preaching, then because of our foolishness, we have effectively blinded the eyes of the people toward the message of Jesus Christ. So always be on guard so that we do not disqualify ourselves from being the messengers of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord God, inspire and surround me with the wisdom of your Holy Spirit so that I may discern how best to share my faith with others. Speak through my words and my actions so that others will experience the knowledge of your love and salvation. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this week to an end, beloved. Hope to see you in church on Sunday. If we kind of cross paths there or miss each other in the process, then we will be back, God willing, on Monday morning, and we will be reading from Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 16, where the Apostle Paul reminds Titus of the work to be done in Crete. Until then, beloved, keep trusting God. He is the only sure thing that there is in this universe. And we will see you next time God gives us the opportunity. God bless.